I mean, she had maybe some complications from pregnancy, but so I mean, we just gonna call it female troubles. What? It probably was like a period. It probably was like something That's dealing with her menstrual, and he's just like, we're gonna call it female trouble.
That is ridiculous.
That's how they treated us back in the 1800s, because men were like, oh, why are you bleeding from your what? Throw them in a hole. Literally, right? That they used to do that? Throw them in a hole for a week. Like, what?
What?
Like back in the day?
Did they? I don't.
I swear. I sure don't know how to look that up.
Why would you do that, though?
Did women have to live in holes?
That is a crime.
On cycle menstrual. Wow. I spell menstrual wrong. Yeah, okay. I said holes, but so in some places they had, or maybe still have, menstruation huts. Okay, maybe not in America. I know that I had heard of like menstruation like huts, or like where they basically like isolate you while you're on your period. Which, I mean, I ain't tripping. If it's like a glamping situation where they're like, you don't have to go to work, you don't have to deal with anybody, we're going to throw you in a room, you can have a TV, social media, food. You wouldn't take that deal?
I would. I don't know if this is true, but I did hear that like in Japan, they get the week off.
So I think that we should. I honestly think that we should. But then I feel like men are going to be like, well, y'all are screaming for equality, but want the week off. But yeah, if y'all are bleeding from your holes, but that's maybe a little too intense.
Like my vagina is falling out.
Literally, quite literally.